Oh shit.
Oh boy.
Is Tiff coming?
No. No. Hi.
Recording in progress.
Recording in progress. This is the Meanwhile Podcast. I am Kelvet Beecham, your host. I am here with one of the ets, Lynette, and John, or Bova, as we all
call. Oh my gosh, John. Yeah. Who's that? Hello, everyone.
And I don't know why I forgot. I didn't realize. I keep saying four. This is season five of Insecure.
I know.
The five. Season? We only have five in this final, but anyway.
Yeah. Fifth season, second episode, growth. Okay. And we're going to dive right in because I think that there is a lot to be said about this episode. We start off with Issa's life. And we're watching, actually, Issa and Molly in their beds getting, I love montages like this. It's one of my favorite things when I see people like getting ready in the morning. Love it. It's my favorite thing. So they're getting ready and it shows 1 year later. So
I know,
1 year.
Crazy.
You thought it was, I like that too. They did two things I liked in a row.
I was confused. I was like, wait. Because didn't they not live in the same city for a minute, or am I lost?
No, everybody lived there. The only people that moved were Lawrence. Lawrence moved to...
That's right.
Yeah. So the first episode wasn't in LA. The first episode was in wherever Stanford is.
Right. I don't know either, so...
Where's that
wherever school? That is. That's school.
What'd you say?
I said it's Wednesday. We're allowed to not remember things.
That's right. That is very right. It looks like the Blow CC has got 10K subscribers on Insta.
Boop, boop. Blow CC.
Go Blow CC. And then we go to the fact that Issa and Molly, it looks like they're back together.
They're besties again. Yay.
Yay! Yeah,
I know. I loved when they were like just snuggled in bed and she started to sing and he was like, no, that's not the word. That's not how it goes. But it was like back to their typical, like just being genuine friendship, not being fragile.
Yes. I loved it. I cried a little bit because I was like, that's what you want. You want to be laying in the bed near your friend at night and you want to be having deep talks.
Just and yelling things out in the middle of the night, like, "Hey, right, what are you doing?" Honestly, sleepovers are the best times because you have the best times.
You can have a good time. You
talk about the dumbest, best stuff ever.
What? Wait, what'd you say? You have to come closer, Muffin.
I said we have one.
We should have a sleepover. Well, December
18th. All my podcast.
Friday. Is my Black Friday party. No, not December. I don't know why I said December. That's somebody else's party. But Black Friday is my party. So everybody's invited. Black Friday.
Black Friday, just Black people. Can I come? Or
what is wrong with you?
I assume you mean the day that most people go shopping and I will not.
Yes, it's a Black Friday party.
We're not going shopping though, right?
No, we're only playing games and eating snacks. The party.
We'll probably do a mini podcast. It'll be a mini podcast. Meanwhile, Black Friday.
That's all the fans are already looking forward to it. They're circling. Duh. We're doing it live. We're doing it live.
We're doing it live. Yeah, it's Black Friday party. I can't wait. Our five viewers are gonna love it.
They're gonna live. but I think the. When they were in the bed together, it just brought me like a lot of joy and happiness because it was also a moment where they were being happy without a man.
Yeah.
Yes.
I feel like so much of the season and the series has been, we're only happy when there's a man involved. And it seemed like this was the opportunity for them to be truly happy or truly be where their feet were without any male influence. I thought that was
That's a good point. I didn't think about that, but it was very pure in that sense.
Yes. Snaps. So So the next scene, we go to Nathan's barber shop. They're planning an event. And any predictions on what's going on with Nathan and Issa at this point? At this point, I still didn't get like she liked him vibes.
No, I don't think she likes him. But I feel like he still does, and he pretty much at any given moment would say yes and let's make it work type thing, you know.
So you think that he likes her and he would make it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Really? I wonder. I feel like he's. I feel like he has feelings for her enough that maybe he would date her, but I don't think it's like that far. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think he would be like, drop everything, stop being a player, whatever they call it, having a bevy of women. The yes. bevy conversation was one of my favorite. Funny. Yeah. Yes. What's a bevy? It's good to know that the bevy is 7, right?
Yes.
But I don't get that, but I could be very wrong.
Yeah. I mean, when they were on their date, I thought the guy at the restaurant was Lawrence that was making out in the corner. Oh, didn't it look like Lawrence?
No. But
it did. It looked just like Lawrence.
Didn't look like that to me.
I thought it was him. I was like, that's Lawrence.
I was predicting that it would be him. But then
I hope that when they run his episode back, it is him. Okay. You know how Insecure does that.
That would be funny. And you know, like either, I mean, clearly if they knew it was him, there had to be a reaction. Or maybe that's why she cried later.
Well, that was like 3 episodes later. What is wrong? That's later. That's much later.
I know it is, but I'm connecting dots.
Okay. Connect those dots.
I'm breadcrumbing.
All right. So, we're at Isaac's birthday party, and Molly is pushing her parents to do some estate planning. I don't understand this push. I just don't. Lynette, any insight on this? Why are they pushing them to? Yeah.
I'm seeing because I think that she's, you're talking about her parents.
Yeah, why is she pushing them to estate plan?
What do you mean?
She wants them to do their estate plan.
Oh.
I think because your parents get to a certain age.
She wants them to sell it. I think that she thinks that they're not in a position physically and financially to take care of the house anymore. That's what I was assuming.
I kind of get that same vibe. Yeah.
See, I think because I see it kind of with my parents right now, it's like kind of doing a will, doing your estate planning, because it saves problems. If something were to happen to one of them, there's no argument over who gets what, because she made that comment, you know, like, well, 10 minutes ago, he pissed me off or whatever, you know, the son, she's like, so we had to modify it. So I think it's an interesting, like, I love that what's going on there, because I think a lot of people that age and like our age, where parents get to a certain point, and she's just so meticulous about things, right? Like,
yeah.
But having to talk about it, it is like having to realize that, all right, they're not going to be here forever. You want to make sure you have your affairs in order. And I think she was way too aggressive, but she addressed that. But that's what I think. I think it's a controlling, a way of wanting to make sure everything's done right and blah, blah, blah without, I think it's a fear of losing is what it is. A fear of losing them.
Yeah. And then they sprinkle in a little humor because Herbert.
I love Herbert.
Oh my God.
Herbert is a
I'll take a 1 to 10 bet that she ends up with him. I'll take that bet.
Oh, that's good odds. Can't beat those odds.
It's like betting on the Browns winning the Super Bowl shit.
Yeah. You can't beat those odds.
No.
So I did not like that her mom was pressuring her about getting married. I do love the fact that that's one thing my mom has never done. I mean, while I know they would love for me to have kids and get married and stuff, get married and have kids in that order. But ooh. I mean, I just, I just don't understand the pressure. I mean, that's, and she's just so nonchalant about it. Like, I guess, and I totally get that. I'm like, yeah, what are you gonna do?
I didn't feel though the way she did it. It was really with enough humor that I think it was, I don't know. I'm not, obviously you have, you and Lynette probably more so know what that feels like, but I felt like she was doing it in a humorous way to make, just to kind of like put it out there. Cause yeah, of course it's in her head. Like it was hilarious when she said, you know, oh, he'll roll you down the aisle. Like instead of
walking. Your dad will roll you.
So she added some humor, but I think, cause like most parents love their kids and want to see them get married and have kids, cause that's just what society expects.
Yeah.
Lynette, what did you think?
I mean, like, I don't like people pressuring you just because of your age. I don't think it's appropriate. And I mean, I'm sure they probably are thinking like, you know, her biological clock is ticking and they want grandchildren, yada, yada, yada. Mm. That's great and that's fine. But at the same token, you have to be aware of what that person wants in their life. They may not want kids, or they're not ready. So you have to take consideration. And they need to learn how to cut the ties and let them be independent and have their own thoughts, their own aspirations in their life, and not try to dictate when it's going to happen.
100%. Especially as being
this is
like
personal questions, so you don't have to answer, but did you have anyone in your life? Well, both of you, because it doesn't necessarily have to come from parents, the whole, you know, marriage, like society, people asking questions.
I never really got the question, which also means something. But well, I mean, that's another story, anyhow.
We can go down that road.
People never really asked me that. And that also is telling that people have perceptions about people's, like, you know, what made them not ask me. So.
Right. Right.
We'll cross that.
There's more depth to that. Yeah, for sure.
You're really. Sure.
Well, no one's asked me either. So I'm with you.
But what does that mean? What are they saying by not saying anything?
It's what my mother told me, John. Everyone loves to be friends with the clown, but no one wants to date him.
You know what? Please go to our merch store and you can purchase that t-shirt.
That t-shirt will be available.
T-shirts available.
$19.99. My mom will sign it. It's $35 if she signs it.
Well, let's get into some Krishan, which I love that name. Krishan. I still don't know what the NBW stands for.
Refine.
Say it again.
What is it?
Refine.
What are you saying?
I said refine. That's what I called him.
Oh. She said, what does the NBW stand for? Or is that just like a funding organization?
Yes, he's fine.
I thought we were talking about the NBW.
Oh, I thought you
go back on him being fine.
You said Krishan, so you know.
Krishan went
sideways. We know. We just know what happened right there. I will say those dancers were Krafine too.
I wish that the TV show would start calling him Krafine, because that's it. That's good. The Instagram world.
Right, call Instafear.
Yeah,
I think so NBW. What I don't know what it stood for, but was it like a funding company for community projects? That's kind of all I could get out of it.
Well, Nadia works there, the friend from the panel, and they had the bottle. I thought it was box water because that was initially what they showed was the box water. I was like, oh, they make water. No, they clearly have a whole.
There is brand. It's their brand, right? Yes. I wonder if it's like, you know, you write grants to get monies to do things. I wonder if it's like a niche foundation.
got to do some research on like people that are working within their communities to make a difference.
I like that. I think maybe it's like a, yeah, maybe it is water, but it has grants. Maybe they got a grant to do the community engage. It's too many steps. I was like, what is Lisa doing at the water place?
I know. I was like, I'm going to have to wait. I said, I had to watch this twice. Still didn't get it, but.
Still didn't get it. No clue. But Seth is telling Issa that they probably can't work with this person. They probably can't take on Krishan because he's a little bit too edgy, a little bit too, say the word, say it again.
Refined.
Oh my God. He's a little too refined for all of that shenanigans.
You're too refined. That's right.
Yes. So they kind of leave it up in the air whether or not they're going to do the project. Spoiler alert. They are, but there's going to be some notes. We're going to jump there. So we go back. Molly and Issa are cooking dinner and, I just think it's another scene that shows how stable they feel. Doesn't right. it? It felt like Issa lived there. She walked in, she hung up her coat. Like
right.
it went on the rack with the other coats and Molly's kitchen was all organized and clean. And it made me feel bad about myself.
Yep. Sam, I looked at my kitchen and just cried. I was like, nice.
I was like, that's why I don't cook in here.
They are pretty much living a lesbian lifestyle. Wait, plot twist, maybe.
No, best friends don't have to, like, we're not together.
And I was definitely waiting for something to happen when they was in the bed. I was like, oh Lord.
Me too. Here it is, the next step.
You can have close, intimate relationships with your friends. Like, without it being sexual.
100%, unless you go to Vegas and it's 4 a.m. and
then I just
slept for 2 days. And then things get weird and you're like, let's reevaluate our decision.
But it's 4 a.m. in Vegas, which is 7 a.m. in Cleveland, which is early. So it probably was-
Right, we were just getting up for breakfast.
Yeah.
What the?
So Molly's on the apps. She's about to join back on the apps, which I love because let's all join back on the apps. I looked and I went back and paused it like 8 times because I wanted to see when Molly's birthday was. Because it said August and a 1 and a 3. It was
August really?
13th.
That's so awesome.
She's not a Virgo. So I just kind of like.
You're like over it. You're like, show's over.
But there was 2 questions that were asked on the app. One was, what are you looking for? And dating me is like. Those were the 2 questions that I kind of took away. So, Bova.
Oh, if come
you
were on
the app, what would you write for your section? What are you looking for?
Red alert, red flags. I'm looking for people that have lots of red flags because I enjoy those kind of people. Okay. Mine would simply say, looking for someone that looks like they just left prison, has their stuff together, but is a quiet, kind soul that is okay with not living together, not cohabitating. I'm not a fan.
Wait a minute, that was overrated. That was a good post. That was a good.
Besides the ex-con part.
What about dating me is like? What is dating you like?
A box of chocolates.
It's kind of like running through a fun house really fast, like one of those scary fun houses. And like sometimes it's great, and then other times you're like, there's a scary clown there to like greet you around the corner.
Well, I just feel like you're not going to enjoy it because you're running through it too fast.
You should walk through it slow because then you'll get the good parts too. But times when you try to run, you won't get away. There'll be a clown there to stop you. But I think dating me would be enjoyably, I think our banter, you'd get good banter and good wit. I think you would also be like, what happened to this person somewhere in their life? But I think that's everybody. I think you'd be, I think that as people dug, there's so many things about me that not many people know, that until you get close with someone, you don't reveal those things to them. So I feel like they would be like on a little treasure hunt and just kind of like finding more and more stuff about me. So I think it would be not boring. Maybe scary. Scary is a good word.
Well, what's scary? What would be scary about it?
Just to flake some things in my past that might scare them. Okay. You know, if I got to that point where I had to tell some of my stuff, like it might scare people, and that's okay. That's on them. So,
What about you, Lynette? Dating me is like back in the day. Or even now, you still go on dates with your husband. Dating me is like,
yeah.
You still go on dates? I've seen you out on dates. What'd you say?
Predictable.
Ooh.
What does that mean? Hold on. What does that mean?
It means that I'm not very spontaneous, and I like things. I don't want to be surprised. So. If it's planned, if it's planned and it's organized, I'm good.
Mm-hmm. No, so you're not a fan of surprise parties or anything? No. Or you don't know what's happening? Whoa, no. Good to know.
Good to know.
Got some things to cancel.
All right, note, group A, let's cancel Lynette's surprise party.
Right.
Got it.
Yep. On the calendar.
I don't like, flowers.
Oh, don't like flowers. I don't know if I like any gift. I'm a gift. I like, oh my gosh, you gave me a piece of wood. I love it.
Right. So you definitely are that person.
Did you know that James gave me a piece of wood in seventh grade, Lynette? And I kept it. I think I still have it at my parents' house.
I hope so.
Yeah, that's nothing weird about that at all, therapist.
Very normal.
Very normal. Lynette, so what about you wouldn't just be like, if JR was like, pack your bags, we're going for a 3-day trip somewhere without the kids.
I would say yes.
Well, that's being spontaneous and surprised.
I mean, a vacation away from my kids is any.
Oh, that's a whole different thing. Okay, never mind.
Where are we going?
All right. He's like, just up here to the Metro Park, but the kids won't be with us. You're like, okay.
That's fine with me.
That's hilarious.
Referring to when I was dating.
Gotcha.
Because my husband now is just like, I just trust whatever he wants to do. So
now you're more spontaneous now. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I see.
We're on the same page. And what we're doing.
You would know what his intention is.
Yeah.
So if I was like our third date, I'm like, let's go somewhere for the weekend. You'd probably be like, no.
Right.
You psychopath.
Like, I don't know you yet. I've only met you. Been on 3 dates. No thanks.
I'm stay in the car.
Not me. If someone did that to me, I'd like, let's go. I would just drop pins everywhere we went so everyone knew where I was.
That's right. This new day and age, you're never away from your friends.
Safety first. So what's the second part then for Lynette?
What are you looking for? But she's, that's not applicable.
Okay.
It's not applicable. Right. But we got more questions.
All right. Okay, but you're not getting out of this, honey.
Which part? What is dating me? What is dating me is first, like, or what are you looking for?
Both. You can choose how to answer those.
What I'm looking for, I am, I just want somebody who is,
sounds like a snake.
What am I looking for? I don't know. I don't even know if I am looking right now. Oops, there she said it. What?
There you go.
Not really look.
And not knowing is just as good too.
I'm not into it right now. That's not my gag. Yeah. But dating me is like,
oh boy.
I would say I like the funhouse analogy. That sounds good. But it's like 7 floors of hell.
right. You have to, it's fun, but not necessarily in a good way all the time.
You might be screaming. There might be
laughing, crying. Tears.
Somebody chasing you with a chainsaw. And at any point, somebody
on our next episode, we're gonna find someone that's dated each of us and have them say what it's like dating them. You're like, here's how it really is.
This is the truth.
Right.
I thought this part was interesting. I said, so the next part goes into Issa eating steak with Nadia. And then they set down the third plate and Seth shows up. Was Issa in the wrong for inviting Nadia and not inviting Seth?
It was a little backbiting-ish.
Okay.
For sure. Because, okay. I mean, as long as she was trying to go behind his back and try to get the okay without him. And I'm surprised he even was okay with it. I thought he was going to be upset that she did that and confront her about what she did, but he didn't. I was surprised.
Yeah, I
did
think
Nadia know that it was about that though. Did she tell Nadia, I want to talk about this project? Or do you think it was
because the first thing that Seth, first thing that Nadia said was, I want to loop Seth in on what you were saying was the problem.
So that was the first thing
she said was like, and I was like, oh my gosh, but nobody got upset. I liked that. And nobody really acted like they felt betrayed. But right. I would have felt betrayed by Nadia if I was Issa. I would have felt betrayed by Issa if I was Seth, you know?
Right.
But nobody acted that way. And I was like, you know what? Is this the growth that we're talking about? You know?
Right. Right. No, yeah. You're right. There was no one came with egos.
No, they didn't. They were like, we got jobs to do.
Right.
So the next part is about a word that we all are very, very familiar with.
Here it comes.
Notes.
Notes.
How do you feel about notes?
I had flashbacks.
Did you okay? PTSD maybe?
Notes.
A little bit of that too.
What is it about notes that is so we're all thespians here, and we used to do shows, and you get notes, and the director at the end of rehearsal kind of says, these are the things that need to be different. And that was kind of the same thing with Issa and Krafine. What's his name?
Krafine.
She had to give Krishan some notes. And this idea that taking notes is so difficult. But how do you feel about notes, Bova?
I get the purpose of it. It's sometimes they're hard to swallow. And like for me personally, I personally great, give me feedback, right? But I feel like the notes that they got, it almost was like, change everything. I've gotten that note before too. And that kind of sucks. Cause you're like, oh, you know, or I did something that I thought was really good and that was taken out. Like that note was like, don't do so much of that. Mm-hmm. That's where then I think things get like, really hurt your soul.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. I know for me, when I get notes, I want notes because that means that the director is paying any level of attention to anything you're doing. But then you also don't want notes because it means that you have to, what you did wasn't good enough. But that's also good because you can make corrections. So I don't know. I have a very interesting relationship with notes, but getting notes taught me how to take a note because there was a point in time where I did not like feedback. Cause it just was too sharp. But now, I mean, I pretty much want feedback on anything that I'm trying to make good. What do you think, Lynette? Go ahead.
I like the point that you said that about, that means they're like paying attention to you. Cause I mean, you caught their attention for them to even pay it, you know, recognize you for whatever that years you're doing, whether it's theater, or, you know, job related. So yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, not something, I guess it's the presentation or the delivery of whatever it is that they're saying in the notes that will make you either receive it or reject it.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah,
like sometimes when I don't, like a lot of times if I don't get notes in my head, I'm like, that's because you're unmemorable, John. Or you're so far gone, you can't be helped. But when it comes to like creativity though, and this man, like his heart and things right. that he feels passionate about, to get right. a note that like, I mean, let's say we went into a show and you had, you put it all out there, you cried, you hit things, you were like, sure. and then yeah. they say, we need to pull back on that when you personally feel that that's your art and that you're giving mm-hmm. it. So I, I didn't like those notes very much to keep
for
it.
Him.
Cool. Yeah, because then they compared him to like, then to use other artists as like more established to try and like, inadvertently comparing them to their style, and now yeah. you're taking away his personal style.
Almost like water yourself down so that it makes everybody else feel better.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So meanwhile, Tariq is sneaking sandwich. Well, actually, Tariq ain't sneaking snacks. Tariq is enjoying his snacks. And then we get back to the show. I love when they bring back characters and they brought back the interviewer. She is so hilarious.
I hate her. I hate her so much.
I feel like her show is on YouTube. I don't even think it's on like cable access.
No, it's not. It's barely on anything.
She has almost as many viewers as we do.
I bet we have more.
But I did like the way that green dress was fitting her. I was like, look at you, green dress. Go off, green dress.
I didn't even notice that. I was just annoyed by her.
Oh my God. So the show starts and it is going, well, first of all, Krishan lets Kina, I can't say it. I'm not gonna be able to say it. I'm not gonna be able to say it because I'm looking at the word. Lynette, what's her assistant's name? What's the assistant's name? I can see it in my head and I can't say it.
I don't know. I don't remember. I know she's very random.
Oh, the,
yes, can't correct. Say her name,
but my mouth won't let me say it. My mind's telling me no. That's correct.
What is her name? I have no, I can't remember either. But she does have Tourette's. Absolutely.
Q-U-I. Or is it C-A-Q? You know what? I'll have to look at that. Look at it. I'm going to look it up. My brain won't let me say it. So we find out that he's went rogue. We find out that Krishan went rogue and has decided that he's just going to do whatever in this performance. Bringing back the lowriders and the dancers and the drummers. And the show turns out fine. Seth even feels like, hey, it helped us to step outside of our brand. And sometimes we as people in charge take things too seriously because we don't want to make a mistake. And this was an opportunity to learn something new, you know? And they did that. And I was like, yeah. So the night ends
How do you feel though? Here's where I struggled. Like he agreed to it and then went behind her back. Like it's a huge risk.
I hated it.
Huge risk. I wish he would have stood his ground, but I
also behind her back and got mad too.
I hated it.
And got
mad, not fair to Issa at all. And then there's that part about as an artist, does he owe her his truth, which is what he gave, or does he owe what he said he was going to do, which is not what he gave? And it could have cost her job or contacts. You know, I just felt like that was so selfish of him. But at the same time, I guess the whole thing is, but is he giving his truth and we should all just be happy? I don't know.
Well, he's walking a tightrope of wanting to give his truth, but also wanting the exposure. And so I think if he would have just been more upfront and been like, how about we meet halfway somewhere?
Yeah.
But you don't agree to it and then you go do that, because it did work out great and I'm glad it worked out great. And so is everyone. But like you said, Issa could have been out of a job.
Yeah, or that connection, which I feel like is going to be really beneficial to her moving forward. The Blow CC needs NWB, NBW. So
I so many letters. I don't even know, but yeah, that one I stood conflicted with, but at the same time, it's a good conflict because you can see both sides of it clearly. You know, like no artist really wants to be told, you know, here's two things that you make you unique, take them out of your show.
Yep. So. That's what it felt like. Yeah.
Good for them for seeing through it.
So getting to the last little nibbles. We're here at the end and Nathan and Issa are hanging out. Issa invites Nathan over and Molly's on a date. So she was kind of checking herself like, all right, Molly, don't be Molly, you know?
Right, cool. Right.
Yeah. And
Nathan and Issa were cringeworthy.
I love a good cringe.
It was like being at like an airport with a friend who doesn't know how to control their crying. And then like, they just break down in the middle of the airport and just start bawling. And you're like, what is your problem? That may have happened with someone on
the podcast. So if your friend goes to the airport and you just gave them a wonderful gift because maybe you won and you gave them a beautiful gift and their heart was filled with love so that it poured out their eyes and with happiness. So why would you even say that?
The tears flowed underneath dark sunglasses. And because it went on for a long time.
They wanted to hide their happiness, but they could not. So they were crying. Yeah.
Well, I think that person, whoever that happened to be, is remembering the story very differently than this person.
I just felt my heart filled with warmth.
Yes. Well, let's talk about Issa and let's talk about Nathan. That was weird.
I think there's that whole idea of I don't think she knows what she wants. And there's that indecisiveness. And I think she's letting herself try things that she used to do and they don't fit no more. You know, after a while, Ho is not life.
I agree. I mean, and here, all truth, all tea. I had a crier once. I had a crier.
But there was something that she said that made me think that she, that it was more to it than that.
Tell me.
What?
When she said, I'm just not ready yet.
Ooh, okay.
I thought that she was referring to trying to get into a new relationship so that she wasn't over what happened between her and Lawrence.
Ooh, good catch.
But why at that moment? I mean, I guess you never know when feelings are going to hit. But like, that was just such a weird moment. She's like, I'm crying in your mouth. Literally, she was. Like, it was cringeworthy, but just
and
like,
then you know,
leading like up to that.
He didn't stay. He didn't want to be a third wheel.
Yeah, what could he do at that point?
Yeah.
Like, I think she had to, unfortunately, I offered to go make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for someone, and then that was it.
And then you left?
Yeah, I was like, here's your sandwich. Enjoy crying in bed. But.
I think it ended on kind of a little bit of a cliffhanger. I don't know what's next for this ragtag bunch of group of awesome kids.
Do you think we've seen the last of Nathan?
No, because remember he has his event coming up at the park.
I will stop watching the show if he's not in it anymore. Just FYI,
he's still on the show. I think he's still on the show.
You're talking about Crafine.
Well, thank you guys for joining me and thank all of our fans for listening. Keep keep liking and subscribing to the show. I've noticed that a lot of people are clicking those buttons. Give us a 5-star review and please share it on your pages. We're really appreciating all the love that we've been getting. All right. So thank you guys, and I will catch you later.
Tweedledee.